From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Diplomats from the United States, Japan, and South Korea are requesting a UN Security Council meeting following North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch. The missile flew over Japan before breaking apart, falling into the Pacific waters off Hokkaido Tuesday. It's the first North Korean missile to be fired over Japanese airspace since 2009. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said Pyongyang's reckless action is an unprecedented, serious, and grave threat to his nation. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga said his government cannot tolerate these repeated provocations. East Asia proliferation analyst Melissa Hannum of the Middlebury Institute for International Studies said the missile is believed to have been an intermediate-range Hwangsong-12 launched from the Sunan region near the north's capital, traveling about 2,700 kilometers, reaching an altitude of 550 kilometers.
And it is designed to carry a warhead, a payload. It is not a space launch vehicle like the Unha-3, for example. So it's not the kind of rocket you would use to launch a satellite.
The latest missile launch comes in the midst of joint military exercises by the U.S. and South Korea that Pyongyang says is a prelude to invasion. A European-African summit in Paris on migration Monday agreed to a plan to try to stem the flow of illegal human trafficking and support nations struggling to tame the flow of people across the desert and waters of the Mediterranean.
Le dirigeant africain que je suis trouve insupportable.
Niger's President Mahamadou Issoufou said he cannot bear watching Africans dying in the desert trying to reach Europe. Leaders of Germany, France, Italy, Spain, Chad, Niger, and Libya agreed to create a mechanism to identify legitimate migrants fleeing war and persecution before they embark on their dangerous journey and register them through the UN. This is VOA News. President Donald Trump travels to Texas Tuesday to witness the devastation caused by Tropical Storm Harvey, which came ashore late Friday and has lingered over the southern Texas region for 4 days, dumping records amount of rain as it slowly moves eastward. Mr. Trump spoke of his trip Tuesday, Monday.
I look very much forward to it. Things are being handled really well. The spirit is incredible of the people. Coordination between all of the different services, as you know, has been going very well.
The president described the storm as historic, adding there's never been anything like it. He said he expected quick action by Congress to fund cleanup efforts. More than 70 centimeters of rain have fallen, and another 60 are expected over the next 2 days on the region. As many as 7 fatalities are being blamed on the storm. Nearly 7 million people, including the people of Houston, the nation's fourth biggest city, have been affected. As many as 30,000 may require emergency shelter. Greg Abbott is the state's governor.
We are still involved in the search and rescue process. Our number one goal from Corpus Christi all the way to east of Houston is still protecting and preserving life and rescuing every person that we can find.
Gasoline futures, meanwhile, hit their highest in 2 years as Harvey forced the shutdown of multiple oil refineries. A car bomb blast in Baghdad Monday killed at least 11 people and wounded dozens more. The explosion occurred in the Shia-majority district of Sadr City, ripping through a market. There was no immediate claim of responsibility, but the Islamic State has claimed previous such attacks. IS militants and their families began leaving a border area between Lebanon and Syria Monday, part of an agreement to end the IS presence there. They were being transported by bus to a rebel-held area of eastern Syria. It's believed the first time Islamic State fighters have publicly agreed to a forced evacuation from territory it held in Syria. At the start of a third round of negotiations between Britain and the European Union over separation, the EU's chief negotiator, Michel Barnier, expressed concern Monday over the slow pace of progress 5 months after the UK triggered a 2-year divorce.
Time passes quickly. I welcome the UK government's paper, and we have read them very carefully. But we need UK positions on all separation issues. This is necessary to make sufficient progress.
The EU insists on progress in 3 areas, EU citizen rights, Northern Ireland's border, and the exit bill before turning to the post-Brexit trade relationship. An Indian court has sentenced spiritual leader Gurmeet Ram Rahim Singh to 20 years in prison for the rape 15 years ago of 2 female devotees. The sentencing came amid tight security after followers rioted Friday, leaving nearly 40 dead and hundreds injured. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.